this close, tormenting heat. Even the butterflies deserted the open space where the obscene thing grinned and dripped. Simon lowered his head, carefully keeping his eyes shut, then sheltered them with his hand. There were no shadows under the trees, but everywhere a pearly stillness, so that what was real seemed elusive and without definition. The pile of guts was a black blob of flies that buzzed like a saw. After a while, these flies found Simon. Gorged, they alighted by his runnels of sweat and drank. They tickled under his nostrils and played leapfrog on his thighs. They were black and iridescent green and without number. And in front of Simon, the Lord of the Flies hung on his stick and grinned. At last, Simon gave up and looked back, saw the white teeth and dim eyes, the blood, and his gaze was held by that ancient, inescapable recognition. In Simon's right temple, a pulse began to beat on the brain.
So Simon has seen the pig's head, and it's really freaking him out. At first, I was confused about where he had come from. Then I realized he'd been there all along, watching the pig get killed. The place where the boys killed her was described back on page 135, and it sounds exactly like Simon's secret place. It seems like Simon's been talking with the pig's head. But has he really? I don't think so. I think his conversation is sort of like a daydream or a hallucination. What we do know is that he calls the pig's head the Lord of the Flies. And the Lord of the Flies is not only the title of this book, it's a nickname for the devil. But what is the devil anyway? Some people would say it represents everything that's bad or evil in us, like whatever is making Jack go wild and kill. It makes sense then that the head would be telling Simon that everything is a bad business, or in other words, that the whole world is all messed up. I think we're getting closer to what this book is all about. Let's keep reading. Pick it up on page 138 after the space. It looks like we're back with Ralph and Piggy.
Ralph and Piggy lay in the sand, gazing at the fire and idly flicking pebbles into its smokeless heart. That branch is gone. Where's Sam and Eric? We ought to get some more wood. We're out of green branches. Ralph sighed and stood up. There were no shadows under the palms on the platform. Only this strange light that seemed to come from everywhere at once. High up among the bulging clouds, thunder went off like a gun. We're going to get buckets of rain. What about the fire? Ralph trotted into the forest and returned with a wide spray of green which he dumped on the fire. The branch crackled, the leaves curled, and the yellow smoke expanded. Piggy made an aimless little pattern in the sand with his fingers.
Trouble is, we haven't got enough people for a fire. You got to treat Sam and Eric as one turn. They do everything together.
Of course.